So because of this, it is said, in dependence upon that disgust or revulsion or letting go, there arises what we call virāga or dispassion. One could very well translate it just as peace of mind. Not in the ordinary sense, but in a quite transcendental sense. Peace of mind. Something which most people just don't know. Can't even form any conception of. And then in dependence upon that, we're going a little more quickly now because we're coming to the end of the path and these higher stages don't concern us so much. In dependence upon that virāga or dispassion that arises, vimutti, which means emancipation or freedom, spiritual freedom, freedom from all conditionedness, all conditionings of one's own mind, all limitations, all prejudices, all perversions. And it's about this vimutti that the Buddha says in a very important passage in the suttas, just as the great ocean has one taste, that is to say the taste of salt, may take water from the oceans of the west, or of the east, the north, or the south, but they all taste salt. In the same way, he said, my teaching also has one taste. You sample it wheresoever you like, whatsoever teaching. And that one taste is the taste of freedom, mental and spiritual and transcendental freedom. That's the goal, as it were, the characteristic taste of my teaching. We haven't quite reached the end. In dependence upon freedom, vimutti, that arises, asavakaya jnana, the knowledge, the awareness that the ashravas, the defilements of karma, that is to say, desire for sensuous experience, bhava, desire for any sort of conditioned existence whatsoever, and abhijja, all spiritual ignorance, have been completely destroyed. In other words, thirst or craving or trishna, which is the emotional counterpart or concomitant of that spiritual ignorance, has been destroyed. You've broken the chain at its weakest and at its strongest link. Independence upon the vajana or the feeling, there no longer arises any trishna, any craving whatsoever. You filed it away to nothing through your following of the path, the spiral, up these successive steps, up these successive stages. So you've wound all the way up now into nirvana, into enlightenment, into Buddhahood. So these are the steps, these are the stages of the path, all based, as we saw at the beginning, on this great principle of conditionality, especially in its second form, that of the spiral, or that of the progressive order of action and reaction, as between factors which progressively augment one another, the succeeding augmenting the effect of the previous one.